I guess we shouldn't be surprised to see you down here in Florida, Brian Burke. The Maple Leafs are here. They're playing the Lightning tonight. But this baseball experience is something different, and I noticed right off the top, signing a baseball is not the easiest thing in the world.
No, I don't know how the baseball players do it. It's really a difficult thing to do. I just had to sign a half dozen. I don't know how they do it. That's the practice, I guess.
Yeah, lots of practice. These guys get all the time. Is it nice to see the reception you get down here in the middle of Florida? We're not even in real Blue Jay territory, but people are all over you.
Well, there are a lot of fans settle on the way in and a few more in the stands, so there's a big Toronto contingent here. And the fans, I think, you know, the feedback I get, they're by and large, they understand the process we're going through. None of us understand the skid we're in. You know, it's kind of just a bizarre thing. 3 weeks ago, we're in seventh place and cruising, you know, chasing teams, and then really struggled since then. So, but I think the fans understand the process and are pretty supportive.
I was talking to a few of the guys who came down to the Jay game yesterday as well, and they're shaking their heads the same way. And I'd heard, read you quoted a couple of weeks ago saying you've never seen anything like this.
I haven't. I've been a GM or at the GM level or at the league since 1992 and worked on four different teams, and I was an assistant GM before that. I've had teams go through rough patches, but never a team drop out of contention like this. And we're not mathematically out, but obviously we've given up a lot of ground and made it very difficult now for us to make the playoffs. So, first time it's happened to me.
We're here with Brian Burke. I saw you talking to John Farrell for a good long time, along with Dave Poulin as well. What were you guys talking about?
Just about his lineup, his, you know, spring training, what surprises, usual things sports executives would talk about. I'm very impressed with John Farrell, and we're very proud of our relationship with the Blue Jays. You know, Alex is a good friend, and it's really nice for us to interact with them and ask what they're doing, see if there's anything we could do differently or better. And we have an excellent relationship with the Jays, and we're proud of it.
It's obviously very different games, baseball and hockey. The strategies are different. The things a coach or a manager has to do are different. But do you look for the same personality traits that make for a good head coach and make for a good manager in baseball?
Yes. I think the leadership skills and the coaching and teaching skills you need are very similar to be a manager in baseball or a coach in hockey. And I think, you know, talking to Alex and, you know, over the years I've studied how a lot of NFL teams do things. I've gone to spring training with the Jays before, with the Red Sox before. Always trying to pick up something, you know, try and learn something they do differently. And I've gone to training camp with a number of NFL teams. So we think we benefit from the interaction with people like Alex. Alex is a real smart guy.
And just wondering if you ever kind of look at a guy like Brett Laurie and wish he was lacing on a pair of skates instead of a baseball glove.
Well, you know what they've done in British Columbia? They've gone after elite athletes at a young age and got them to play baseball. And they're turning out a number of Major League Baseball players. And that's the challenge for us in growing this game in the U.S. is you've got to get elite players to play. You know, like a guy to play in the NHL, it's so hard. He's got to start with an elite package of skills. And we got to get more kids to pick up a hockey stick instead of a baseball or football or basketball. So from my perspective, I really like the way Laurie plays. I think he's a good athlete. I think he's really aggressive and confident. And he's sure fun to watch.
How difficult is it? I mean, you're from the Northeast, and in the Northeast, any place like Minnesota as well, hockey is kind of front of mind. But down here and through most of the United States, those guys aren't going to even be thinking about picking up a hockey stick before any of those other things.
Well, what's happened, the USA Hockey's done a really good job. But what's really helped has been the proliferation of minor league hockey teams. So there are minor league teams in the CHL, the ECHL, the Florida Everblades. And wherever we put a minor league team, youth hockey flourishes around it. So you put a team in Shreveport, Louisiana, and you say, well, who's ever going to play from Louisiana? But next thing you know, instead of 80 kids in youth hockey, they got 2,000 kids in youth hockey. So, and USA Hockey's done a real good job with their American development model, making it easier for kids to learn to play. And I think the most exciting thing from USA Hockey's standpoint has been the number of states that are represented in the World Junior Championships. So you got kids from Texas and Nevada, and not kids that were born there and then grew up in a hockey climate. These are kids who are born and raised and lived their whole lives in those states. So three California kids in the first two rounds drafted last 2 years. So it's really made great strides. USA Hockey's done a good job of that. It's gratifying to watch that.
It's kind of similar situations, USA Hockey and baseball in Canada, and we're certainly thrilled to watch all these Canadians. And there are a bunch of kids here today. You're going to get to see Michael Krause, who's a Canadian kid who's built like a truck, and there are a lot of good young Canadians on their way up, especially in this system.
And that's the system is working in Canada. You know, they are going after elite players and getting them to play baseball, and it's showing up. You know, the guys showing up in the big leagues, guys showing up in triple and double A ball, guys getting scholarships to U.S. universities to play ball. So I think they've done a real good job of growing the sport.
Brian Burke, thanks so much for your time. Appreciate it. Enjoy the ball game and enjoy the rest of the season.
Thank you very much.